Riley stuck her foot in the stirrup and swung up, seating herself as Pearl sidestepped a few paces. So unlike her. Sweat popped out on Riley's forehead and under her ponytail. Stop worrying. She's sensing that.
First up is our old Texas girl, 8-time amateur champion. We're proud of the fact she stands a good chance of winning today. Give it up for her, people. Our old Betsy Murphy from Amarillo, Texas.
The swell of applause and shouting drowned out the pulse in her ears. Her nerves were adding to Pearl's edginess, but she couldn't seem to rein them in. What would Colt do? Pray. He would pray. Maybe you should. Okay. No one heard when she whispered. God, help Pearl settle down. Help me relax. Help us win. She and Pearl paced at the back of the arena, waiting for the timekeepers to give the start signal, trying to keep her eyes up and seat centered and ears open to the thud of each hoof hitting the arena dirt. The signal came, and adrenaline shot through Riley. With a whoop and a jab to Pearl's flank, she raced to the first barrel. The wind whipped past her face, making her eyes water, but the exhilaration was familiar and thrilling. Her heart raced, not with nervousness this time. Hey! She called, signaling Pearl to round the first barrel.
Good job, Betsy. Rounded that barrel with ease.
The announcer called as the crowd responded. So far, so good. They sped toward the second barrel. Hey, she said again, and Pearl took that barrel like the champ she was.
Watch her acceleration as she rounds number two. That's it. The time is good, people.
They sped toward the third barrel. The announcer droned on with encouragement and details. Betsy bared down, sliding her hand up higher, victory in her vision, winning in the air. Just as they came upon the barrel, the microphone squealed. Pearl recoiled for only a second, but that's all it took. The mare slid, slamming her shoulder hard into the steel drum, harder than the first time. The crunch drowned out the ferocity of the crowd and the swoosh of her pulse. Riley felt her body take flight. She crushed her eyes closed and wrapped her arms around her face. At the last minute, she remembered to curl and roll. She collided with something sharp, feeling it slice through her calf before she hit the soft dirt and coiled into a ball. Conscious and surprisingly calm, Riley unfurled and looked around. What she saw sucked the heat right out of her blood. Pearl lay on the ground, quivering and blinking, each breath labored. Pearl! Riley scrambled to her on hands and knees, swiping at tears, feeling a layer of dirt cake her wet cheeks. The sting in her calf tried to capture her attention, but she shook it off. Pearl! You okay, girl? Easy now, Red. That was Jimmy's voice at her back. You're hurt! Be still! She felt his hand on her calf, trying to pull her jeans open at the tear. The team of doctors and rodeo personnel surrounded her. Can you get her out of the way? Someone said to Jimmy. Out of the way? Pearl was her horse. No! I need to be with her! No, Betsy. We have to take care of you. Let's get you checked out. Can you stand? Yes, I'm fine. Let me see my horse. Frantic dread wound around her heart, squeezing it, making her lightheaded. Black spots floated in her vision. A man's hand closed around her upper arm. She knew whose it was. A sudden calm came over her. Come on, sweetheart, Colt's low, soothing voice said in her ear. Pearl's in good hands. Let's make sure you're all right. She stood with his help, then turned into his chest. His arms engulfed her, and she had never felt more at home. Sobs came on breath after breath into his shirt.
Is she going to die, Colt?
She looked up into his face and saw his compassion.
Let the vets do their job.
He released one hand from her back and cupped her cheek, lifting her chin so he could look in her eyes.
We'll take her home. She'll be with Meg and the other rescues. We'll nurse her back to health. She'll be fine.